Barnaby Joyce is thinking of trying to knock off Tony Windsor at the next election. The Queensland senator is planning to move to the lower house, and he thinks he has a good chance in New England. He says he's not daunted by Mr. Windsor's 21% margin. Queensland's flood inquiry has moved to the city of Toowoomba, where survivors of January's flash flood are telling their harrowing stories. A hydrologist has told the inquiry the flood that swept through the city and the Lockyer Valley was a once-in-a-nearly 400-year event. A report out today shows a $540 million program is helping to improve students' numeracy and literacy rates. Queensland and New South Wales have done best out of the program, with Tasmania and the ACT making progress, but Victoria is languishing, only managing to meet 6 out of 34 benchmarks. Former water polo player Kelly Lane will appeal her murder sentence. Lane has been jailed for 18 years for killing her newborn daughter. The baby went missing in 1996 and has never been found. In yet another twist, police have questioned a taxi driver who claims Lane left the child in bushland in Sydney. And riots have broken out across northern Nigeria, with the country's president, Goodluck Jonathan, looks set to win the election. The homes of his supporters have been attacked, and opposition supporters have clashed with police. They claim the poll has been rigged in some parts of the country.